Welcome to Life Hackers, the show that's going to have you life hacking your way through existence like an all-chemical guru of the material plane. Is that too much?
Maybe a little bit.
I'm Sara Damagee.
And I'm Kerr Drummond. And we have a great show lined up for you with life hacks ranging from the sublime through the vomit-inducing to the absolute genius.
We have debate, the latest news stories, and a very special celebrity guest joining us to dissect our life hacks and share theirs.
Welcome aboard, Life Hackers.
Hello, Life Hackers.
I hope you've all been well. It's another instalment where Sara and I tell you some tricks on the trade at how to boss life. Been winning since 1995. No, that sounds 10 years younger than I actually am.
I was going to say, yeah. You're a bit older than that, you liar. Bossing it till since what happened before then?
Oh, I don't know. Don't remember any of it, actually.
Do you not?
But how have you been? How's your week been?
It's been all right. I've been in Sweden.
Go there a lot, don't you?
Do go there a lot.
What's it like?
It's lovely in Sweden.
Are they very neutral?
They are. Define neutral.
But are they not a little bit like the Swiss? Are they not a little bit like, oh, let's not get involved?
They do get involved. Mm. You find a lot of Swedish activists, environmentalists.
Oh, it sounds right up your street.
They're right up my street, the Swedes.
Is it a good place to be if you're a vegan?
Very good place to be if you're a vegan. Very good place. They've got vegan options all over the shop.
Have they?
Yeah, they're very trendy, the Swedes, aren't they? Apart from the ABBA thing. I went to the ABBA Museum.
Oh, no.
I've been talking about it for the past 3 years and I finally said, oh, go on, I'm going to do it.
So what happens at the ABBA Museum?
Well, you can become one of ABBA. They've got like...
Wait a minute. Are they that desperate? Because they did split up, didn't they? Maybe they're looking for someone to fill in.
Listen, it was brilliant. There were these holograms.
Right.
Real life-size ABBA holograms. And I got up with my baby Björn on, my Swedish baby carrier.
Baby Björn.
My baby Björn. And me and Oliver were the missing member of ABBA in a hologram lineup.
Sounds like the sort of thing that would make me physically sick.
Yeah, it would actually. Yeah. Even Snapchat makes you physically sick though, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Kerr cringes at everything.
So my life's basically one large cringe.
No, it's not. Come on, you're a life hacker extraordinaire.
I am. I'm kicking the shit out of life with all my life hacks.
You are.
Aren't I?
You are.
I think I'm 2-0 up as well on that note.
You are 2-0 up. That's what I mean.
So how do you feel about that?
I feel horrendous. Huh? This bloody podcast was my idea and you're beating me at my own game. I can't believe it.
Well, you shouldn't
have added. Dark horse.
Shouldn't have added the competition element.
Should I?
Yeah.
Oh, stupid of me.
We've got a cracking show lined up this week, haven't
we? It's a cracker.
Never before has there been a guest on the show that has more to do with winning at life. I mean, of course, we had Jordan, the entrepreneurial genius, last week.
Oh, yes.
And then we had Jet. Gladiator.
I mean,
but this week we've got somebody who does live their life bettering themselves every day, I think.
Pretty amazing.
Which is pretty amazing.
I mean, I have to say, she's got a dog. She's, I can't explain the food she cooks. It's amazing. I follow her on Instagram a lot, you see. Mm. I can't even cope with one child and one dog, like keeping the house tidy.
And is she, do you think she's one of those people that just pretends she's amazing and then secretly behind the scenes isn't?
Or no, because the thing I like is she admits when she's struggling, she says, I'll have a really bad day.
She's one of them, isn't she?
She's
got it all sorted out.
But Drummond, how have you been? You've been in Toulouse.
I've been in Toulouse. So since you saying the other day that I never go on holiday, my dolly took me away. Toulouse is somewhere I would highly recommend. You'd like it. Slightly left-leaning.
You know, you're obsessed with left-leaning
today. Well, socialist swines. I was there. If you know Toulouse, we went for a little drink on the Pont Neuf. There's a bar I would recommend right by the corner of the bridge. And you can go inside and you can get your drink in a plastic cup. And then you go into the bridge and you can watch the sunset.
You're embarrassed that you've told us a little romantic story.
I'm going red.
I wish you could see how red it goes.
But so there we were, waiting for the sun to set. People on bikes everywhere, trying to stop the traffic because they wanted cars to be banned from going up Rue de Met. You know, I understand that, and I get that they're passionate about stuff, but come on,
can I just say this?
It was rush hour, for goodness sake.
Kerr has left his car like miles and miles outside of London and got the tube in, even though it only costs an extra £2 because he's got diesel. Because he's that angry about it.
You can take the boy out of Scotland.
Didn't even know what Greggs was before he met me.
Yeah, there we are. Well, if you thought I was posh before this week's podcast, it's only going to get worse, folks.
Why?
Because my life hack this week is an absolute beauty. And I think, you know, it could change lives. Maybe for people that are at boarding school. Or anyway, shall I get on with it? Here we go. You and I met filming Coast v Country, didn't we?
We did.
Which involved being away for 30 weeks of a year on the road.
On the road, yeah.
All the time, staying in hotels, which is fun for a bit, isn't it? But then after a while, all you do is eat hotel food and sweet. So, which sounds like, I'm sure there's people at home going,
listen
to this guy, he's an idiot. And I am probably, but after a while, and bearing in mind that the show we were on, we were in Premier Inns the whole time, the food isn't particularly healthy.
We're all right chubbed up.
So week on week, I was getting fatter and fatter and feeling unhealthier and sleeping in because I was badly hydrated and all this sort of stuff. So I was desperately trying to come up with ways of staying healthy and eating properly while I was on the road. Yeah. And this week's life hack is, I think, genius. How do you cook in a hotel room and eat well?
Mm.
Ladies and gentlemen, children at home,
yeah,
I'm about to enlighten you. What one ingredient do you find in abundance that makes your wee smell?
Asparagus.
Yes, one of my favourites. So here's how to eat like a posh boy when you're staying in a Premier Inn.
Oh, I like this. How to eat like a posh boy.
How to eat asparagus and boiled eggs if you're staying in a Premier Inn. Here's what you do. You get a freezer bag, you put your egg in it.
Right. What, do you crack it?
With the shell on. Well, you could crack it and then you could poach it that way, or you could crack it and mix it up if you wanted to have a little scrambled egg / sort of, you know, tortilla-y type thing going on. But I prefer it with the shell on. So think of a dippy egg with asparagus, and the asparagus is the soldiers.
Right, okay, right.
All right?
Yeah.
So not only can you cook the asparagus in the kettle, just chuck it in. Just chuck it in. With the water.
Yeah.
But then if you put the egg in the freezer bag and then hook it over the top of the kettle, then shut the lid to make sure that the egg doesn't come into contact or the bag doesn't come into contact with the heating coil. That's important.
Oh.
See?
That could be
then
dangerous.
Then you can boil the egg and cook the asparagus, and you can have a dippy egg with asparagus soldiers. And the producer's
laughing at me. Our producer, Imogen, is literally creasing up.
What's so funny about that, Imogen?
Imogen, what are you laughing at?
She's like this.
Is that a really rubbish life hack?
She's like this twat. It's just dippy eggs with asparagus soldiers. Who do you think he is?
It's a rubbish dinner, to be fair.
It's delicious. Add a little bit of...
asparagus. A bit of truffle oil. Do you have a bit of truffle oil in the boot of the car?
I can't stand it.
Overate them at boarding school.
Too pungent for me. Never tastes like the real thing, does it? No, but you can just get some nice crusty bread.
Yeah.
Yeah, and make sure your egg, the good thing is you can control how you cook the egg as well. So you boil the kettle once and it's normally really soft. If you boil it a little bit more and then take it out, it's normally perfect in my opinion. Chop the head off, dip the asparagus tips in and away you go.
Oh, away you go.
Yep.
Eat like a posh boy in a hotel room.
Well, if it's either that or pot noodle, you know, there's
only
one winner.
Why can't you call room service if you're that posh?
Well, they don't do it at Premier Inn.
No, they don't do it
well
at Premier Inn.
No, Clever Crogs.
Look,
just because you're 2-0 down.
There is Uber Eats now, though. All right, well, look, it's a goodish life hack, but you've done better.
I think it's great. I think you're, I just think maybe that, well,
I do
tell you
think
what,
it's the tip of the iceberg because there is a sort of poach. I mean, what else can you cook in there?
You could cook all sorts. Most vegetables, green beans are very easy in there.
What if you got a waterproof bag?
Well, there you go, a freezer bag. Yeah, just get a
no. But could you do a toasty? I mean,
oh, well, how are you going to toast the bread?
I don't know.
Well, maybe you could...
But would it be a sort of a melted... It would be a melted sort of sandwich,
what
wouldn't it?
What you can do... This is something I tried as well, but I'm not... I don't know. I've kind of gone off Mexican food. But you could get a tortilla, you know, the wrap, and then you can do what you were suggesting about cracking the egg into the freezer bag, mixing it up, right?
Right.
And then you cook that and it becomes a bit like scrambled egg. And then you can have a tortilla wrap with egg and peppers and salad and lots of yummy stuff in there. So you're getting a bit of protein from the egg and you're getting... nutrients and whatnot and vitamins and minerals from your vegetable.
Well, I don't know. I think our guest might disagree with you. She doesn't eat eggs.
Does she not?
No.
Oh.
She's not a vegan.
She's not one.
She's a vegan.
Is a vegan a vegan?
Vegan is a thing. Vegan with two G's. Oh. Ellen, you know Ellen from America, famous talk show host.
Yes, DeGeneres.
She's a vegan.
Is she?
She's a vegan and the vegans get mad at her for eating the eggs.
And what's her excuse? What does she say?
She says, oh, well, they're my neighbour's chickens. I can see them. They're all right. I love their eggs.
How do you feel?
They'll be
about
all right.
That? Are you a vegan or a vegan?
I'm a vegan, but I did fall off the bandwagon when I was pregnant, as I told you.
Yeah, that was cheese though, wasn't it?
Cheese.
Yeah.
Nailing the cheese.
Oh,
horrendous.
Don't even start me on cheese. It's back from Toulouse. Cheese everywhere. Got a cheese hangover.
Oh, God. Well, yeah. I don't know where to go from that, Kurt.
Well, I can't say I'm not disappointed that I didn't get a better reaction to my life hack.
Well, look, what do you expect? You're two up. I've got to put a down on it somehow.
Yeah.
You know?
All right. Well, there you go. That's my life hack this week, folks. Let me know what you think. Dippy egg with asparagus soldiers, all made using a kettle in your Premier Inn hotel room. Other hotels are available.
Hello. We're here to tell you about a brand new podcast called 17 Questions. We're asking celebrities, authors, YouTubers, and broadcasters 17 of the most random questions you never knew you wanted the answers to. A brand new series full of the weird and wonderful. Find us on your selected podcast app.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Life hackers, welcome back.
Welcome.
Now, I'm still a little bit gutted that I didn't get a round of applause, at least, for my life hack there. I thought dippy egg with asparagus soldiers was pretty good. But maybe you've got something up your sleeve that's just going to completely, you know, knock it out of the water. So, over to you,
Sarah. You did this on Coast versus Country.
I did, yeah.
When he felt sorry for me, when he'd won a couple of weeks, he'd start trying to build me up, build up my self-esteem.
Patronizing git.
Yeah. But listen, I think the life hack, the dippy egg yeah. life hack, I mean, it was good, but it did make Imogen laugh.
Yes, it's not a good saying. It's really not a good saying.
But I have a travel-y life hack for you.
Oh, here we go. Everyone loves a travel-y one.
This is a travel-y life, and also it can save you a fortune.
Mm.
So how would you feel if I told you on a flight that cost £620?
What?
£620. I got it for £120 business class.
Oh, gosh.
With a life hack.
Really?
Yeah, it's a genuine life hack. This is a proper life hack. And it's not been made illegal yet. Yet.
Yet. Here we go.
Right.
Here we go.
Typical so, guys, you have, you have to move quickly with this life hack. Okay.
So this is a way of cutting the price of a flight by 75% off.
You can. Well, say, just before I came here, I found a flight. Say if you wanted to go to Istanbul next week. You said, look.
Right.
I'm going to take my dolly. You call her my dolly. I'm not sure if that's a bit sexist, but that's what you call it. You call her my dolly. You're going to take my dolly to Istanbul, right?
Yeah.
So I found a flight to Athens that stops via Istanbul, cheaper than the flight to Istanbul. The flight that I got, for example, from Stockholm to London, that was extortionate at 620. I booked a flight instead from Helsinki to London, but jumped on in Stockholm.
Oh, so it's a stop. It's a flight with a stop in it, and then you get on at the stop.
You get on at the stop, or you get off at the stop. See what I mean?
I do, because I did something quite similar on the train not long ago,
and
it saved me a fortune.
How do you do it on a train?
Well, I was travelling up to Glasgow.
Right.
From Leamington Spa in Warwickshire. Okay. And you go through Birmingham, and it was quoting me £125 to get from Leamington to Glasgow. Here comes the Scotsman again. I'm not paying £125 to get to Glasgow. That's ridiculous. So for some reason, I thought I'll just check on the train costs to Birmingham.
Yeah.
All in, it cost me £54. So I halved the price. But this is went down from what? 600 and something to...
£120 business class as well. Business class from Stockholm. So all of these people in business class must have paid a fortune sitting around us.
Yeah.
And we paid £120, which is brilliant. It's a good feeling.
How did you come up with that, you genius?
I don't know. But then I've been looking today.
Yeah.
And it's apparently a thing.
Right.
Other people know about this life hack. Mm. It's a small group of people.
Well, it's about to get bigger with all our listeners. It's about,
all of our listeners. Yeah. For example, I was looking, so Athens via Istanbul, £72 cheaper. Not a massive saving, but still £72. The Scotsman and you can appreciate that.
Yeah.
So, for example, I had a look this week. You can fly to New York for £1,000 cheaper with British Airways if you book a flight to Los Angeles and you just jump off at JFK. £1,000 cheaper with British Airways.
Rather than, instead of just booking a direct flight to New York.
Yeah.
So you're paying to go pretty much twice the distance.
Twice the distance,
but it's half
for cheaper.
The price.
Yeah. Jesus. So it all depends on seasonality.
All right.
Of the location. What's happening, if there are big events going on. And of course, another tip is when you're searching for flights, always new window in incognito mode. When you're searching on Skyscanner, which I would recommend Skyscanner.
So I honestly didn't know how to do incognito.
Yeah. So you go private browser. It might look like a little man with sunglasses on and a hat. And then you go to Skyscanner and then you search for your flight. But if always open a new window, because otherwise the flights will go up.
Because
the prices will go up.
Thinks you're interested. But you save 500 odd quid for a few hours flight, and you're just talking about saving £1,000
and £72 if you want to go to Istanbul and so many other places. But there is actually an app in the States which actually gives you all of the cheapies.
So what we've got this week then is a choice between how to make dippy eggs with asparagus in a kettle and how to save yourself thousands when traveling.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a close one, I think.
I think it's time to bring on our celebrity Instagram influencer guest.
Yes, I can't wait to hear what she's got to tell us.
I know. It's interesting, isn't it? Shall we bring her in?
Let's bring her in. Now, brace yourself, life hackers, because if you thought that Sarah and I were mere amateurs at this game, you're about to meet a pro, a seasoned pro. Helen Burke.
Seasoned pro.
Welcome to Life Hackers.
Thanks for having me.
Now, I don't really know how we should introduce you, because you're a lady of very many talents.
Talents, maybe not, but I've got a few strings to my bow.
Okay. You certainly have.
Because you came across Helen first, though,
yes,
didn't you?
So I actually came across you because my friend recommended you, because you were going around, I think it was Picky Wops, you know, the Italian restaurant.
It's the best, the best pizza ever.
The best Picky vegan Wops. Pizza. But it doesn't matter that it's vegan, Kerr, before you get all antsy. But you're a single mum to beautiful Evelyn. So I watch your daily life. This is so weird because I know so much about you. And you're studying psychotherapy and you work in the NHS and you're all about mental health. And I think people are such fans of what you do because you're really honest. When you're struggling as well, you're really honest about it. And you say, you know, it's been a rubbish day. And then you help people and you give them life hacks and tips.
Yeah, it's just about being real. And I mean, I've gone through a lot. I've had 5 years of therapy. I've come out of the other side. I've recovered from anorexia. I've had a baby.
But that's the thing, is anyone ever fully recovered?
From an eating disorder?
Yeah. Or,
I think yes, in the sense that you don't, you know, my coping mechanism is now no longer food. But you turn to other coping mechanisms, other unhealthy coping mechanisms, being in your own head too much. I think it's impossible to say that when you go through something and you recover from eating disorder or any mental health illness, that you're never going to have negative thoughts again. You're never going to be self-critical again. It's just how we cope with that inner critic, how we talk to that inner critic.
But do you find, so on Instagram, you're plant-based Bella, aren't you? And it's amazing. There's so much, there's life hacks galore
there's
on there.
Life
let
hacks
alone.
Galore.
But do you find that when you're on Instagram and you're recording your video updates and things, is that a form of therapy in a way for you, do you think?
I get as much out of Instagram as I give. I get so many incredible messages of support, advice, guidance. So I don't use it as therapy necessarily, but it is like a personal diary. A lot of my friends who are much bigger than I am on social media have had huge amounts of trolls and issues with people being really, really nasty. I get the odd not very nice message, or I get the odd kind of attack of my parenting skills, or or should she really be doing that, or why are you raising your daughter vegan? And
oh, is that whole debate as
I
well
get
yeah.
that whole, you know, it's not fair, don't, it's not, you're not giving her a choice. And you don't give your child a choice regardless.
No.
Yeah.
Because your child can't make a choice until they're, I mean, Evelyn's now two and she's now able to kind of, well, not now able to, she most certainly lets me know when she doesn't want something, but she doesn't understand what chicken is versus what tofu is right now. She's two. I want to raise her as compassionately and kindly as possible. But if she gets to the age of 5 or 6, when she does have an understanding of where animal products come from, And or if she has, you're in real trouble with your egg.
I know, yeah.
Your egg life.
Yeah, I'm just sinking into my chair here thinking about my boiled egg and asparagus soldiers. Yeah.
So it's just, yeah, the choice thing. So isn't, you, but if she gets to five, sorry, if she yeah. gets to five.
But I have to say as well, people say, oh, they're missing out. But actually what you do, you have all the list of all her nursery food. This is amazing. This is why I'm like, how does she get through life? Because I can't imagine ever being this organised. So she gets a list of Evelyn's nursery food. So right. they might be saying, all right, on a Monday they're having mac and cheese followed by a cupcake or whatever.
Fine, yeah.
But no, she makes the alternative.
Right.
She'll do it like a butternut squash mac and cheese and a vegan cupcake every day.
And then you
day.
Send her into nursery with pre-made. Right.
Yeah, so if she's having kind of, yeah, mac and cheese, that's a really easy one to do.
But how did you do the spaghetti on white toast?
This was difficult. I did edamame bean fettuccine. Yes. Could I sound more like pompous and up my own?
Well, I've just been doing dippy eggs with asparagus soldiers.
He doesn't even have, he has asparagus soldiers instead of bread. So
I did that on some wheat bread thing. So, I mean, I do make it work.
So
she's going to get to an age where she's like,
see, that would
not?
Be my worry.
What is this?
I would be worried that if I was preventing my child from having something and saying, you can't have meat, that they would then become meat obsessed eventually. You know, like if you tell your kid you can't have sweets, he'll turn into a drug addict. Lemon sherbet's a gateway drug, basically. That's what I'm saying. Mums and dads out there.
Dear.
Maybe, but I'm hoping that the way I'm raising her to be kind and compassionate and loving towards others and herself, she will understand where animals come from and make the choice to not eat animals. Yeah. But if she chooses to eat animals at 5, 6, 7, that is her choice.
Yeah,
I mean, she won't have a home anymore.
Yeah, so, yeah, she'll just have to.
I mean, she'll be out on the streets on the lemon sherbet.
Yeah,
she'll be munching on your sweet.
But go on, then hit us with your life hack.
Okay, so I was really debating what I was going to do here because I was like, do I do like just a something that makes my life easier every day? Like, but then I was like, actually, no, I'm going to go a bit more off the wall, and that might actually change or help your mental health. So okay. It's a bit different. Ooh, it's no like eggs and asparagus soldiers. My life hack is to connect to your inner child. This sounds a bit off the wall and a bit complicated, but it's essentially doing something every day that your inner child would thank you for. And by, if you don't know what an inner child is...
Yeah, define inner child.
It's that kind of... the giddiness you get inside. You know, when you go to a theme park and you get that giddy, childlike excitement... I found my inner child. When I found my inner child,
quote unquote,
through having Evelyn, because actually, what does Evelyn enjoy the most? She enjoys being childish with me, running around the kitchen, dancing, playing head, shoulders, knees and toes. And so for me, it's about finding something every day that lights up that part of you. So whether it be playing football in the park, getting a football and going to the park, coming in every day at 6 p.m. in my house, I turn music on and Evelyn and I dance like nobody's watching round our sitting room and kitchen. And there is honestly nothing more freeing than just being in the present.
Yeah.
There's very little difference when you look around a nightclub than when you look around a nursery music time.
Yeah.
Like adults.
See?
How do adults have real fun? They just dance like nobody's watching because it's pitch black. They're a bit pissed. These kids look a bit pissed dancing around the nursery.
It's the gateway drugs again.
It's
the lemon sherbet.
It's that lemon sherbet.
So it's about...
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I really love that.
I don't think this is going to be a very difficult choice for you, Helen, but you know what you've got to do. You need to pick between mine and Sarah's two life hacks. Mine, of course, is the Posh Boys hotel room lunch, which is boiled egg and asparagus soldiers.
So it's quite a clever one.
That is clever, yeah.
But it does involve...
Eggs.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's a really clever idea, but does the yolk get cooked all the way through?
Well, I like a soft, runny yolk.
And can you time it?
Well, you can reboil the... If you get used to your kettle, and we were...
so you have to do it twice. You might have to boil that kettle twice.
Yeah, well, we were often in the same... Not the same room, but the same hotel or brand of hotel, weren't we? Premier Inn. So they've all got the same kettle, you see. So
did you have to smell egg?
This is what the producer said to me. What happens to the water afterwards? Does the next guest come in and their tea tastes of asparagus? I was like, no, Imogen, you just change the water. So, no, the room doesn't smell of egg. You know, like when you're boiling an egg at home, the whole house doesn't stink of sulphur, does it?
Yeah, but she was very upset. Other people would be drinking asparagus tea.
it's like sort of kale tea or some chai tea or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so am I giving my verdict?
Yes.
I'm really, really sorry. But the boiled egg is rotten today. It's the win for the travel.
Yes!
Surprise,
finally!
Surprise, surprise.
Thank God for that.
I think it's amazing, your one. Oh, sorry, I mean...
You can save a fortune.
Yeah.
And to be fair... You did think that eggs were vegan before this.
Oh my God.
I thought it was the same thing as gluten-free as well.
He thought it was a brilliant idea to win you over.
He was like, look, I can make this really amazing vegan egg.
Well, no, I didn't think
that
were vegan.
Might be a win.
I thought might appreciate the fact that it's quite a healthy meal for one to be cooking in a hotel room.
It's a great starter.
Yeah.
Well, without the egg.
Add a bit of crusty bread.
Yeah.
Ooh. You got a main course.
If you'd added that somehow by being able to toast the bread by the kettle, then you might have won.
Yeah, I tried to make that
happen.
Sarah
was trying to come up with a recipe on how to toast a toastie in a kettle, which maybe we'll get back to you in the future, life hackers.
But thank you so much for coming in. I absolutely love your life hack, and I'm going to take it on.
Mm. I'll give it a try.
We'll see Kern dancing around naked in his living room. Oh, brilliant. Brilliant.
What an image.
To close on. Brilliant.
Close on.
But thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for coming in.
No, thanks very much for having me.
Well, I knew I was at Hiding to Nothing, getting ganged up on by a couple of vegans. No wonder I lost. But hats
off
to you.
I love that you thought it was a vegan life hack to start with, though. That was brilliant.
Well, yours was a very good life hack.
Yes, finally, Sarah. I have won a life hack.
That makes it 2-1.
2-1.
Yeah. And wasn't Helen lovely?
She was lovely, and she had a very good life hack.
She did.
I'd love to see you getting in touch with your inner child, maybe not running around naked, but whatever your one might be.
What, you want me to film it, you weirdo?
Yeah, why don't you film it? Maybe not, maybe with some strategically placed fruit bowl or something.
Yeah.
And you can send it out to our listeners. They want to see. Guys, text in if you would like to see Kurt dancing around naked in his living room, getting in touch with his inner child, but without any of the naughty bits.
Yes, I look forward to receiving all those text messages. It'll just be like, no, don't do it.
No, what would you do to get in touch with your inner child?
I don't know. I was just thinking that. And then I couldn't think of anything. I thought, God, I'm sad, aren't I? Did I not do anything fun when I was little?
What did you do that was fun?
Well, probably football when I was really young. That was my thing. Yeah. But yeah, I'll think of something. I'm going to go home and connect with my inner child now. And I suggest you all do as well, folks.
Yes.
Thanks for listening, Life Hackers. And don't forget to subscribe and review the podcast. And most of all, please get in touch. We want to hear all about your life hacks.
We do. Get in touch at lifehackerspod@gmail.com. Or you can tweet us at Sara Damagie.
On Twitter, I'm @care_Drummond. And on Instagram, @care.Drummond.
That's confusing.
Don't get me confused with the great British curling player from Forfar up in Scotland.
He keeps getting copied into my tweets.
Yeah.
People keep talking to me and him, and he never replies. Gotcha. Yeah. Should we try and get him on the show next week?
Oh, there's an idea. We've got another great guest lined up for next week, so thank you very much for listening.
Thank you, and do remember to rate us 5 stars.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.